It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about living between two worlds.
How do you define home if you've grown up in multiple places? It's a question Paul Lohr of Kimberly has grappled with for years. So he went to visit his first home for clarity. He shares his story as part of the Home Is Here project, which amplifies the voices of the growing number of Black, Asian, Native American, and Hispanic residents who call northeastern Wisconsin home.
What is it like to call one of the most secret places on earth home? In the 1970s, I lived there, and then I left. For much of the 1960s and 1970s, this place I called home was closed to the outside world. For the past 60 years or so, it was one of the most dangerous places in the world to visit. After 45 years away, I finally had the opportunity to return home. It's a home that's far, far away from Kimberly, Wisconsin, where my family now lives. It's a home somewhere in Central Laos. From an early age, the thought of one day returning home intrigued me, fascinated me, and motivated me. Back in November 2022, I was finally home. I made it to Vientiane, Laos. My main goal was to retrace the path that many Hmong, including my family, took in the 1970s to seek refuge in Thailand. From Vientiane, my wife, Maya, and I, along with our driver and his wife, headed to Longsan. Along the journey, we drove by a section of the Mekong River, where many Hmong, including my family, crossed to seek refuge in Thailand. This is where I lost my mother and one of my two sisters. Like many Hmong making this journey, my mother and sister drowned. We could not salvage their bodies to give them proper burials. I was about 5 or 6 years old. As we were departing the area, Maya whispered to me, "Any tears inside of you?" I, of course, had many unexplained emotions, but replied, "No, they dried up a long time ago." Our next stop was Mun Aw, the last village my family lived in before leaving for Thailand. Standing on the outskirts of Mun Aw, I saw the entire village. I can still visualize our hut. I felt so relieved to finally see a place that I thought I would never see again. The next day, we visited several remaining historical landmarks from the Secret War in Laos, which is a secret military operation by the United States to counter communism in Laos and Vietnam in the 1960s and 1970s. First, we stopped by Phu Biat, which is the tallest mountain in Laos. This is where my father was assassinated. This site was the last stronghold for the Hmong, who supported the United States and stayed behind after the United States had already left Southeast Asia in 1975. Visiting here makes the few wonderful memories I still have of my father even more meaningful. After a week visiting my Laos home, I returned to my Wisconsin home, enlightened, enriched, and fulfilled. I finally felt at peace. I finally come to embrace that my far, far away home in Laos is no longer my home. It's simply now a part of my past. Home is now Kimberly, Wisconsin.
Paul Lohr is the Associate Dean of the School of Education at UW-La Crosse. His story is part of the Home Is Here project from the New News Lab, a local news collaboration in northeastern Wisconsin made up of 6 media organizations, including WPR and the Green Bay Press Gazette. More information can be found at wisconsinlife.org. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowland Mary Peterson of Appleton. I'm Maureen McCollum.
It- It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now we're joined by Paul Lohr to explore themes in the Home Is Here project. And as we examine the meaning of home, you can be part of the discussion along the way. Call in with a question, share thoughts that come up for you. The number is 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Paul Lohr, Associate Dean of the School of Education at UW-La Crosse. Paul, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Yes, Kate, thank you for having me.
Good morning. How are
you? Good morning.
How are you feeling after hearing your story, your words shared here on Wisconsin Public Radio?
That was the first time that I heard it. So oh. I've not listened to it. And it's I think for many individuals who have gone through trauma in regard to coming to the U.S. It's challenging to talk about that particular experience.
Oh, I cannot imagine. I'm wondering, does writing about yourself and your stories and that upbringing, that journey help give you a better sense of home and cause you to be more reflective? Oh, and I think we have just lost Paul Lohr with us as we work to get him back here. You can join in the conversation at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Back in a moment here on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Home means different things to different people, and we explore perspectives on home through a project called Home Is Here that seeks to amplify underrepresented voices through personal essays. You can be part of the discussion, calling in with a question, sharing your views at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. We're in conversation with Paul Lohr, who is Associate Dean of the School of Education at UW-La Crosse. And Paul, sorry about that connection issue there. I'm so glad we could have you back. I'm wondering, as you write such a deeply personal story about yourself, I'm wondering if that process and practice of writing helps you get a better sense of home and causes you to be more grounded.
Yes, I think many individuals have different ways of trying to, you could say, come at peace with one's past, particularly if it's pretty traumatized or, there were tragedies and sacrifices along the way. So for me, it was rather therapeutic. Gave me an opportunity to examine what happened and, how to come to term to connect with your past. Rather than, at least I did anyway, choosing to revisit it, to explore it, and to really understand it.
And you say Wisconsin can be an attractive place for people of color. Why do you feel that way?
Having lived in Wisconsin for over 40 years, in Wisconsin, there is, in addition to, particularly if someone enjoys the seasonal changes, just the weather, the climate, it gives you, a little taste of everything. Wisconsin also has opportunities, and there are so many diverse communities in Wisconsin that individuals can choose the type of community that they want to live in. When you look at the South Wisconsin going all the way to the north, as well as Central Wisconsin, and then you look at the Northeast, as well as the Northeast part of Wisconsin. And then for me personally, just being here at La Crosse for the last several months, to see the culture here, the geographical differences between the La Crosse area and other parts of the Wisconsin that I have been to. So because of that diversity, it's a state that gives people so many choices as to where they, where they live and where a place can fit them the most.
I think that what your family experienced fleeing Laos in the 1970s, it could be a world apart from the lives your neighbors have led. I'm wondering, how well can your neighbors, can your community in Wisconsin relate to your story?
Yeah, I think, from my perspective, particularly as a child of that era, many of us were not, unless you had some, a minimal, some form of formal education back then, to at least be informed about the world. In my case, many of us had no idea of the world outside of the village or villages that we grew up in. So here in U.S., for many communities, particularly back then, they also had a very similar experience in that many were also not aware that refugees from these parts of the world now, suddenly appeared in their communities. So it was a relationship that the communities here, as well as many Hmong refugees, had to navigate in the 70s and 80s.
I just can't imagine the amount of perseverance and grit that you have had to demonstrate so early in life. And I wonder, how do you pass those qualities on to the next generation of your family in Wisconsin who are living safely and not on the move because of war and trauma?
Yes, and I think it's different for everyone, but for sure for all those who were a part of that particular experience, each has lessons to share with their children and grandchildren about the perseverance, the resilience that are needed to stay focused, particularly during times, unsettled times, or just times in their lives that perhaps they have very challenging issues that they have to overcome.
Yeah. I was thinking about you because we had a conversation recently with UW Green Bay writing professor Rebecca Meacham, who shared with us about incorporating your memoir, Modern Jungles, as part of Rebecca's class curriculum. And I wonder how you feel about a group of students reading your memoir and discussing it as part of class.
Yes, and I also had a conversation with a few of the students who were in that class.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And so, we dwelled, a little bit into the writing process. We dwelled a little bit into how the memo was put together, or the intent of it.
Mm.
And so to get their perspective, readers could just read it for the story or to take a critical lens of the work. So it was a great conversation.
Pau, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your story.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Paul Lohr is Associate Dean of the School of Education at UW-LaCrosse, sharing his story as part of the Home is Here project from Wisconsin Life. And we have more conversation about cultivating these personal stories. And you can be part of the conversation at any point. Call in with a question or add your thoughts. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Maureen McCollum is here, host and producer of Wisconsin Life, a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin, producing the Home is Here essays. Maureen, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate. It was so nice to hear from Pau, too.
Oh, that is so neat. And for him to hear his essay for the first time, that just gave me a little bit of pause there. You know, how does Pau's story fit into the Home is Here series?
Pau's story fits in because he considers Kimberly home. You know, as he talked about, he's lived in the area for about 40 years, and what this original newspaper reporting project aimed to get at was looking at the lives behind the census numbers. So so a number of news organizations, the Green Bay Press Gazette, the Post Crescent in Appleton, and the Fox Valley 365, they looked at the census numbers after they came out in 2020, noticed that they were shifting in northeast Wisconsin, and rather than just throw the numbers out there and say this population is growing or this population is declining. They did that, but they wanted to also show who the people were behind those numbers and just put together a really beautiful project, just talking about what it is to be home and what it is to call Northeast Wisconsin home.
And what better way, what better way than to have the first person perspective, that style that brings you so close to who the person is and what their story is?
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I love about working on Wisconsin Life is that we're able to work with writers like Pau and people who aren't writers. Some of the folks that were featured on Home is Here, I don't know. I mean, they've never published a book like Pau. They just wanted to speak their truth, and I'm so glad that we were able to provide a space and a platform for them to just write about an experience in their life and share it with listeners across Wisconsin.
Well, let's hear from another participant in the series, and this is Miriam Brabham, who identifies as a multi-ethnic Black girl. The story is titled Traumatized Curls.
After swim class, I didn't have time to wash my thick hair. While the smell of Pantene and Suave filled the air, I used the water to help me gather my curls into an outstretched scrunchie. These rebellious curls, stinking of chlorine and a lack of information, would begin to clump together into impossible knots, almost as if they were so suffocated by the world that they coiled together for comfort.
So Miriam goes on to say that I hated my hair. It was time, effort, and a major contributor to my imposter syndrome collection. Not enough, not white enough, not Black enough, not Jewish enough, and yet too much. What can you tell us about Miriam?
Miriam went on to learn to love her hair, and that's what is a beautiful part of that story, is just how she found community that taught her, hey, why don't you try doing this with your hair? Here's some ways that you could wear it differently. And now she just loves her hair. Miriam is wonderful. She has lived around the world, but she lives in Green Bay now. She is a multicultural student success manager at UW Green Bay. She also co-hosts a podcast called The Biracial Effect. So she talks about many different things. And she's said that this is a podcast she wished that she could have heard when she was younger, or a podcast she hopes she can share with parents of biracial children. As we heard, Miriam shared that story about her hair, and she's actually going to be sharing more stories with us in Wisconsin Life.
We'll
love
the tease.
We'll be hearing much more from her over the year. I know, it's so exciting.
We have WPR host and producer Maureen McCollum talking about the Home is Here series from Wisconsin Life. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Maureen, did you notice any common themes from the participants in the Home is Here series?
Yes, I think what was really a common thread is that really all of us in life just want to feel safe where we live. We want to feel accepted where we live. A lot of people talk about, you know, how they've had experiences where they felt taunted or bullied or threatened, and none of us want that in life. People talked about feeling happy and confident within themselves and the path they took to get to that journey. Mm-hmm. So I think that was my biggest takeaway, was that really in this life, we just want to feel safe, we want to feel happy, we want to feel supported, and we want to feel part of a community.
In our last moments together, there's an event today.
Yes,
for the Home Is Here series. What can you tell us?
Yes, we have an event in Green Bay tonight. It's at the Brown County Central Library. We'll have a reception from 5:30 to 6, and then the storytellers will be sharing their stories live on stage from 6 to 7. It's going to be a beautiful event. I'm so excited to get out and meet people and to hear some of the storytellers share their stories with a larger group.
Oh, I love that, how it kind of brings it all to life there on stage.
Absolutely.
And in person. Well, Maureen, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Kate.
Maureen McCollum is host and producer of Wisconsin Life. That is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin. And earlier, we heard from one of the participants in the Home Is Here project. That is Associate Dean at UW-La Crosse, Pau Lohr. You can find more stories from the Home Is Here project at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.